Bedikas Chametz, and then to talk about some of the more lemaisa aspects of Bedikas Chametz, as we discussed, for those going away for Pesach, those from the dormitory, etc. The union of Bedikas Chametz is found in the first paragraph of Pesachim. The Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodek Tzorach Sheivar. Yehuda says that someone who does Bedikas Chametz has to make a brach. Okay, has to make a brach. So many of the Mefarshim here are troubled. What's Rav Yehuda's Havamina? Why would I think that someone who's Bodei Chametz doesn't have to do Bedikah? Just like any other mitzvah, why is Bedikas Chametz different? If you make a bracha on Hanachas Tefillin and on Yeshiva Sukkah and on Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, so you should make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz too. So the Rosh, if you have the handout, it's page 1, the Rosh there in Pesachim writes as follows: The low tema ena kolkach mitzvah kevin da ena ela levaris achametz min abayis. The Russian Simon Yud, he says, don't tell me that it's not so much of a mitzvah, it's only to be mevar the chametz min abayis, so therefore I would think that you don't make a bracha. What is the Rush saying? So the Korban Nisanel in Oschez has a very interesting comment. He says, da'ena v'za'ena mitzvah sa'aseh min ha'Torah, bedikas chametz is not a mitzvah sa'aseh min ha'Torah, so therefore I think you don't make a bracha. He really picks on the first part of the Rush. Second part of the Rush says something more, but the beginning of the Rush is the lotema in a kolkach mitzvah. So the Korban Asado says that's the ikar of the Rush, and I think that maybe it's not so much of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah sasei daraisa. What's the mitzvah sasei daraisa over here? Tashvisu, right? The actual getting rid of the chametz from the bayis and destroying the chametz that's in your possession. But I think that bedikas chametz is not kolkach mitzvah, he says, which means it's not a mitzvah sasei daraisa. Do you think, therefore, it doesn't get a bracha? It's very strange. Is he saying that because it's only a mitzvah derabbanan, it doesn't get a bracha? But we know the Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in different places, says that a mitzvah derabbanan, we also make a bracha. Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, many mitzvahs derabbanan, we make a bracha. So why should Rabbi Yehuda assume that just because it's a mitzvah derabbanan, it shouldn't get a bracha? So I saw they quote the Mitzvah Eson, one of the Haggos at the back of the Gemara. So he says that the Havamina is Yataka. The Havamina is that maybe a Mitzvah Rabbanah doesn't get a bracha. There's Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara in Sukkah on Daphnim Heyamid Beis, where the Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva gets a bracha. There's one day there that says that Sukkah Kol Shiva of course gets a bracha because it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, but Sukkah's Peshu Shiva's Yamin. So that's a Mitzvah Daraisa Kol Shiva, but Lulav is not a Mitzvah Daraisa Kol Shiva. Lekachem Lachem Hayom Harishon, right? It's only on the first day. The rest of the days of Sukkah, why do we take the lulav? Why? Zecher leMikdash. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. So there is one day in the Amoraim, in the Gemara in Sukkah, that you don't make a bracha kol shiva on lulav. So perhaps that's what the Gemara was assuming, or that's what the Korban Asanel felt the Gemara was assuming, that maybe if the Bedikas Chametz is only a mitzvah derabbanan, it doesn't get a bracha. It's just like lulav kol shiva. But then the Mitzvah Eisan says that it's difficult because Rav Yehuda is one of those Amaroim who says explicitly in Shabbos that on Ner Chanukah you do make a bracha. But he himself says that you make a bracha on a Mitzvah Derabbanan. It's a nice idea, but he himself says that you make a bracha on a Mitzvah Derabbanan. So he wants to say maybe the Havamina is here, it's not a Vaday Derabbanan, it's only a Safek Derabbanan, because you don't know if you're going to find Chametz. A little mudna, because it's not a Safek Derabbanan. The Mitzvah is to be Bodek. You don't know if you're going to find Chametz or not. It is a mitzvah derabbanan, so why, if you assume that you make brachas on mitzvah derabbanan, bedikas chametz should be no different? The pshat of the Korban Asana is very, very shver. It's a big chiddush to say that that's what the Rosh had in mind. The whole havamina of the Gemara is that you shouldn't make a bracha on bedikas chametz because it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. We do make brachas on mitzvah derabbanan. Yes, Gary?
I think also that you could
be considered a hashlamish. Oh, so that's where we're going. Oh, good. So that's what the Korban Asanel says based on the first lashon of the first few words of the Rush, the first phrase. So the Rush really continues. What does the Rush say? The reason why I think it's not so much of a mitzvah is not because it's midrabon, but because all it is to be mevar the chametz from the bayis. Asma, but that's tashbisu, tevaru, that's a mitzvah deraisa, of course that's a mitzvah. No, because bedikas chametz is only to take out the chametz, it's only a hechsher mitzvah, as Gary says. What the Rosh is saying is that bedikas chametz is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher for the beer, it's a preparatory act that you need to fulfill the mitzvah of the beer chametz. So I think that you can make a bracha on the beer, but why make a bracha on the bedika? That's what the Ritva there in Psachim writes. Source 2. Perish, Mishim Deikar, a mitzvah hainu beer, vein a bedika ela betikun vehechsha, ela kitikun vehechsha. They correct it in the footnote. Ein abedika ela kitikun vehechsher. It's only a hechsher. It's only a hechsher for the mitzvah the rice of tashbisa. V'af agad radei bedika bedika min haTorah v'yeshna b'klal hashvasa. Bedika is min haTorah. The Ritva says, what does that mean? It means even though it's only a hechsher, but it's included within the hash. It's included within hashvasa. That's it means it's the beginning of the process. So I would think that you don't make a bracha b'shas habedika, even though Zokta Ritva really is like a tchila sabir, but really it's only a hechsha. I think it's only a tikkun the hechsha labir. So I think you only make a bracha on the mitzvah itself, but not on the hechsha mitzvah. This is what some achronim say, that what the Ritva is alluding to, and the Rosh is that the Gemara Menachis on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis says that kol mitzvah shein asiyasa gemar ha-mitzvah ein mevarchin olav. Any mitzvah that you're doing, some positive act that you're doing, but it's not the gemar ha-mitzvah, it's only a hechsher for the mitzvah, we don't make a bracha on that. The gemar is saying that you don't make a bracha on asiyasa sukkah, making of the sukkah, we pass on that, you don't make a bracha on that. Or what's another example? Asiyasa sukkah. Asiya tzitzis, good. Asiya tzitzis, also, it's a preparatory act to be able to have the tzitzis to put on your body. So we hold that's not the Gemara Mitzvah. The Gemara Mitzvah is actually putting the tzitzis on, putting the tefillin on. Sitting in the sukkah, not the making of the sukkah, not the writing of the tefillin, not the tying of the strings for the tzitzis. So we paskin. That's what the Bavli says. Could be a machlokes Bavli Rishalmi. But we at least paskin based on the Bavli that you don't make a bracha on asiyas cheftza shel mitzvah. Because making of the chetzah shal mitzvah is just a preparatory act to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. It's not the gemar hadavar. It's not the gemar hadavar. You don't make a bracha on it. And that presumably is what Rosh means as well. That the bedikas chametz is only a hechsher for the beer. Hey, we want to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. That's the mitzvah deraisa. But the bedika is only the hechsher to get the chametz in order to destroy it. So that's only a hechsher mitzvah. I think that you don't make a bracha on it. Kamash malon that you do. So now the question is, what's the kamash malon? If the Gemara Menachah says that you don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah, so why is bedikas chametz different? So now we talk have a shaila. Right? Manish tana bedikas chametz from all of the other mitzvahs, to use a phrase that's related to this Yom Tov. Right? What exactly is different? Manishna bedikas chametz and many other hechsher mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha on, so why by bedikas chametz do we make a bracha? So the simple answer is that it's not just a hechsher. What is it? It's tchila sabir. It's the beginning of the process. So maybe if it's the beginning of the process, then we don't look at it as a hechsher. The writing of tefillin is not the beginning of the process of laying tefillin. The tying of the strings of the tzitzis is not the beginning of the process of putting on the baggage of tzitzis. It's literally just a hechsher. Right? The process of building a sukkah, it's very important, but it's not the beginning of yeshiva sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah is yeshiva sukkah. The other is just a hechsher. But one could say bedikas chametz is the beginning of the process of beer. Beer means destroying the chametz. You have to first get the chametz to destroy it. It's not like building a sukkah to sit in it. Building and sitting are two totally different things. But bedika, one could say, is really the beginning of the process. The MS, that's really, it really sounds like that's what the Rosh is saying. They're taking the whole Rosh again from the top. Lotema eina kol kach mitzvah. Kema de eina ela levaris hachametz min habayis. Since the whole mitzvah is to destroy the chametz from the bayis, don't tell me that it's not kol kach mitzvah. It's not kol kach mitzvah. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is to be mevayah the chametz in the bayis, so don't tell me that bedikas chametz is not kol kach mitzvah. So what's the kamash malan? Pasha pshad in the Rosh is that he's saying this is levayah the chametz in the bayis. It is kol kach mitzvah. It is part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of the year. Rabbeinu David, one of the gedolei rishonim on the Gemara Psochim, he alludes to this as well in his first pshad. Shalot Tomer haMitzvah ain't ela b'shas habir. Shilu bodak v'lobir lo asa klum. Mash v'lon Rabbi Yehuda shabodik mevorech shehitchila sa mitzvah. Zok Rabbeinu David. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that bedika is tchila sa mitzvah. Aye, so why don't we say Hashem shalom v'sosav v'tzivanu al bedikas chametz? He says mikamakom ena mevorech al bedikas chametz ala albir shu kol lo asa kol. Bidika is tchilas habir. He admits that bidika is not literally beer, but it's tchilas habir. There really are two parts to the beer. Bidika is not just a hechsher, but it's actually the beginning of the beer. But he says to make a bracha al beer chametz because that's kolel everything. Meaning bidika is part of the process. So since bidika is part of the process, we can make a bracha al beer chametz even on the bidika as well. That's Rabbeinu David's first pshat. But then Rabbeinu David offers a second pshat. Oh no, ma sha'amru shetzarech levarech mipnei habedika shehimid rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to make a bracha on bedikas chametz not because it's tchila sabir, but because it's an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah rabbanon to do bedika in order to get to beer. You could have thought that the mitzvah derais of beer chametz is to destroy whatever chametz you have in your possession, but to do bedikas chametz, to search actively for the chametz, maybe not. So the Chachamim introduced this concept of bedikas chametz. So maybe the Kamash Malon is the reason why we make a bracha on bedikas chametz is not because it's the tchila sabir. No, it's really an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah derais of tashbisa, and there's a mitzvah derabanan of bedika, and we make a bracha on bedikas chametz because we make brachos on mitzvahs derabanan as well. Maybe that's the Kamash Malon. Not the Kamash Malon is that bedika is the tchila sabir. We make al bir chametz because bedika is included within beer, but rather no, bedika is a separate mitzvah. It's not just a hechsher. It's a separate mitzvah. Chazal wanted you to do the bedika, to search for the chametz. Maybe the purpose of the searching is to facilitate beer, but it's a mitzvah derabanan. So if we make a bracha on mitzvahs derabanan, like Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, then we should make a bracha on bedikas chametz as well. So why is the nusach habracha al beer chametz? If it's a separate mitzvah, which requires a separate bracha, so make a bracha al bedikas chametz. Rabbeinu David doesn't answer that question. If you look at the Maram Chalava in source 4, who's another one of the famous Rishonim on Psachim, so he suggests like this. Maram Chalava says, "Umay de mevarib loshon beer, lav loshon sreifavu, lo sarifle." The Pasuk in Parashas Kisavo says that when a person says Vidui Meiser, he says that I gave all the Chumas and Meisers to the right people. So the Lashon he uses, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I took out all the Kodesh from the Bayis. Does that mean he destroyed it? Chas V'Shalom. He destroyed it. I'm allowed to burn the Chumas and Meisers. You have to give them to the right people. The Chumah Gedolah to the Kohen, and the Meiserishim to the Levi, Meiser Sheni, yes, the Yerushalayim, and the Meiser Oni to the Oni. You have to give the Meisers to the right people, they're supposed to burn it. So what does Biyarti mean? Zok to Maram Chalava. Biyarti doesn't always mean I destroyed. Sometimes it means I got rid of, I took care of it. Right? And that's what Bedika means. When we say Al Bir Chametz, we're not saying on the destruction of the Chametz. It means we're on the removal of the Chametz, the searching and the removal of the Chametz from the nooks and the crannies in the house. That's what we're saying. It could be a bracha on bedikas chametz, not a bracha on beer chametz. It's a bracha on bedikas chametz, on searching for the chametz and taking it out of the house, not destroying it. The only question that we have remaining is, okay, if there are two different mitzvahs, bedikas chametz and beer chametz, so why make a bracha only on bedika? We should make another bracha on the beer chametz. Right. So perhaps we can say that once you make the bracha on the bedikas chametz, even though it's only a mitzvah derabanan, since it is the beginning of the process, and the lashon al bir chametz really could go on the strafe as well, so Chazal didn't institute another bracha. That's what you have to say, just to finish off the concept, right? Finish off the svar. That yes, biyarti hakodesh min habayis means to get rid of the bracha al bir chametz could be going on the bedika. So why don't we have a separate bracha on the beer itself? Have the same bracha, same nusach bracha. Sounds strange. So you can have a different bracha. Al sreifas chametz. You can have another bracha that will relate specifically to tashbisim. The answer is Chazal felt that once you make a bracha with a nusach that sounds like you're destroying as well, there's no need to make another bracha later. This first bracha on the mitzvah derabanan suffices. Even though the other bracha, the other mitzvah is more important, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Yeah, but once you make a bracha on the mitzvah derabanan, which is the lead up to beer, and it really is the same thing. The lashon al bir chametz really does mean sreifa as well. So Efshem Mekanzogin, that the first bracha can suffice for beer. And so these are the two approaches that the Rishonim have. That either the Kamash Malon is that we make a bracha on the Bedikas Chametz not really on the bedika. We're really making the bracha on the beer, but the bedika is the tchilas hadavar. It's not just the hechsher. We look at it as the beginning of the process. So we're making the bracha on the beer chametz, but bedika is nichlal in that, and that's why the nusach is al beer chametz for the sreifa. Well, no, we're making a bracha on the separate mitzvah derabbanan. It's not that the bedika chametz is the tchila of the beer. It's the beginning of the beer. No, it's a separate mitzvah derabbanan to search for the chametz. There's a mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu, there's a mitzvah derabbanan of bedika. Make a bracha al bir chametz on the bedika, because Biyati HaKadosh Ben Abayi shows us that the loshon al bir chametz could mean taking out the chametz, not destroying it, but taking it out. But since the loshon al bir chametz could also mean sreifa, we don't make a separate bracha on the sreifa sachametz on the tashbisu when we actually destroy it. What's a nafkamina? Does it really? Yes, question. What's a nafkamina? Does it matter whether we're making a bracha on the bedika because it's a mitzvah derabanan, or making a bracha on the bedika because it's a tchila, it's a haschalas mitzvahs tashbisa? Can you think of a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Yes. Sofek, if you made the bracha, is that a nafkamina? Sofek brachas lahokel, Mustami would make a bracha either way. Even if it's a mitzvah deraisa, the bracha is only derabanan. Sofek, if you did the action. Saying if you had a suffix, whether you were bodek. Suffix, whether you were bodek. If the house is not becheskas bodok, so then, but you're not mechuyev to be bodek again. Mestama here, you would have to be bodek, because the whole point is to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. I'm not sure that Sveka de Rabbanan Lakula would apply over here. Ellie?
Maybe if you could tell a goy to do a bdika for you.
But the bracha, the guy's not going to recite the bracha anyway. If anything, you'll recite the bracha. So even if the guy's going to do it, the guy, you can appoint a shliach to do your bedika. And even if there's no shlichos for a guy, he's not really a shliach. It's not like he's doing a chalos for you. He's doing a maisa for you. You can ask the guy to do the bedika for you. Yes.
Maybe if you know the house is already clean.
If you know the house is already clean, there's no chiyah bedika. Then it's becheskas bodek. We're talking about a house that's.
Would there be a separate mitzvah derabanan?
No, I don't think so, and we're going to talk about that in the Mula Maisa parts. If you come to a place where, you know, let's say you're renting a place for Pesach, and you know that it's Badak, the owner of the place, that was the deal, right? Now you're paying so much money, because they took care of it for you. Right? So if they took care of it for you, if it's Becheskas Badak, you have no Chiyav Bedika. There's only a Chiyav Bedika for a place that's not Becheskas Badak. One more. Shalom.
Hefsik.
What do you mean by Hefsik? Because that's in the title? Yeah.
No, I mean, if it's a Zerabana, you completely miss it that night before, but if it's sort of the process of viewers the next morning.
Ah, you're saying how. But is that a nafkamina? You're still going to make the bracha of your chametz. You're saying that's a problem.
Yes.
Isn't it a hefsek? Not that that's a nafkamina, but that should be a problem. I guess the answer is that Chazal will masakit do the bedikas chametz at night la'or haner, because it's better. You get a better type of checking, just to, you know, to look around. We think there's a lot of light over here, but the problem is you can't really see any of the pieces of chametz. There's no chiyuv to look for crumbs, right? The crumbs are batal. We're trying to look for a cheerio, for something that's choshen that people might eat. No one's gonna, you know, lick their fingers and take the crumbs off the floor. No one's doing that, right? Right, we're talking about a Cheerio, something significant, half a pretzel. You know, if you have any little siblings, you know what I'm talking about, right? You'll find half an eaten pretzel behind the refrigerator. What's it doing behind the refrigerator? It's a kasha. I can't answer every kasha, but it's there. Right? So we're looking for something chashuv. So the best way to look is when it's dark. Then you put a candle or a flashlight on. And that shows the contrast between the light and the dark. That's able to reveal all the chametz that's hidden in the nooks and crannies. So as I want you to be bodek the night before the 14th, the mitzvah of tashbisu was on the 14th. But if you weren't bodek the night before, then you're not going to have the chametz to destroy. So it is a little bit of a hefsek from one to the other, but that's the way it has to be done. So the Chazal say that you can make the bracha on the bedikah at night. The nafkamina that a lot of the poskim talk about is what happens if you don't find any chametz on the bedika. Is it a bracha levatala or not? That you would be afraid that it's a bracha levatala if you don't find any chametz on the bedika. So if you hold that the reason why you're being bodek is a tchilas habir, doing it in order to, as a hechsher for the beer, then if you don't find any chametz, then you're not going to be mevayer anything. It's a bracha levatala. But if you hold that you're making a bracha al bir chametz on the bedika itself, that there's a mitzvah there about it to do bedika, Chazal say we want to make sure that you don't have any chametz in your rishus. You shouldn't be over on the chametz. You're going to own chametz in your rishus. So we want to make sure that you'll be bothered to check before Yom Tov. So they instituted a mitzvah derabanan. So if you do the mitzvah derabanan, there's no bracha levatala there. You fulfilled the mitzvah derabanan. You made a bracha on the derabanan. You checked. So whether you find or don't find, the bracha is not levatala. So this is a big machlokas rishonim. The Riaz, that's the Shulti Giborim. The Riaz, there in Psachim. Abdalad Amar Aleph and Dafi Arif, Loshon Riaz, below the Shulti Giborim. Abodik is the Chametz Mavara Kodem Shiyasra Livdok Ashegashon and the source of Mitzvahnu Al Mitzvah Sbir. It has a little bit of a different Nusach Abracha, Al Mitzvah Sbir instead of Al Bir Chametz. The Achaka Cholech Ubodik. Okay. Ube Pardes, the Sefer HaPardes, he says, Kosuv, Ube Kiko Arishon Shemotzi Mavara. Sefer HaPardes says, don't make the Bracha till you find the first Kiko. Find the first kikah, so before you pick it up, make the bracha. Right? That's over Lasi Aslan, right before you pick up the kikah. Dr. Riaz, Loshon Rishon Iker, Shiroi Lavarech Me'esha Maschil Lehis Asig Bedover, Ben Yimsa Ben Lo Yimsa. Says the Riaz, I think you can make the bracha. You should make the bracha. You should make it at the beginning of the mitzvah. He says, I think you should make the bracha when you begin to be misasig in Bidikas Chametz. Ben Yimtza, Ben Lo Yimtza. Whether you find or not, it's not a function of finding. V'chein ha'yaminig mori zekeni harad. It's not a function of finding, the Riaz says. It's a function of the Bidika. I don't care. It's not a bracha levatol if you don't find anything. It's a mitzvah derabanan to search. You're doing the searching. You're fulfilling the mitzvah derabanan. So whether you find or you don't find, willy-nilly, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah derabanan. So if you can fulfill the mitzvah derabanan, whether you find or not, then you can make the bracha as well. The Beis Yosef, at the end of Siman Tov Lamed Beis, quotes from the Kolbo, who seems to disagree. The Kolbo writes that you should hide pieces of bread, right? We're familiar with that minhag. Hide pieces of bread in the Chorei Habayis, so that it won't be a bracha levatola. And this is what the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah there, in Siman Tov Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Mari Brin says to prevent the bracha levatola, we put out the pieces. Right? So of course, the person who's being bodek doesn't put out the pieces. It's the other members of the household. If the father is being bodek, the husband is being bodek, so then the children or the wife or whoever is there should put out the pieces. Don't do it in front of the person. He goes to Mariv or whatever. He'll do whatever he has to do, and the other people should hide the pieces in places that will ensure that he'll be bodek appropriately in every room that he has a chiyah bedika. So they should do it. It shouldn't be obvious. You put all the pieces out, right? You put it on the kitchen table right there in front. You put it on in the study right on his desk. He's not going to check all the svarim. He's not going to check. Go through all the svarim. The Chazon Ish was machmer to go through every page of his svarim to thumb through. I don't know everything, but saying, you know, he would thumb through the svarim. I don't know exactly how he did it, but he would open them up in such a way that if there were some crumbs left in the svarim, so then they would fall out. He was very makbid on that. Most people don't do that. I think the simplest solution is not to eat over your svarim. I don't think the Chazon Ish ate over his svarim, but he was so makbid on chametz. Chumr de chametz. This is an old minig. Everyone is very makbid about chumr de chametz. So the Chazon Ish was also makbid. I'm sure he didn't eat over most of his svarim. But you should hide the pieces in a way that the person is going to look through to see. Maybe there's a Cheerio over here. Maybe the kids were playing and they came into the study and they left the Cheerio there. They left the pretzel there. It happens. I have found small pieces of Cheerios or pretzels in the Bidikas Chametz. We found it on Pesach. Sometimes you really have to check. I know people feel like, come on, it's not there. It could be there. It really could be there. There's a chiyuv to check. And you'll find that sometimes... Sometimes when you check well, you really find some things in the quite strange places. The places where children really do get to. Places where adults get to as well. You'll sometimes find the candy that you left in your drawer. Right? You thought it was all cleaned up, so you didn't even clean that drawer before Pesach. Your mother told you to clean that drawer before Pesach, and you said, yeah, Mom, I'll do it. But you never got to it. And then the night of Bedikas Chametz, through the light of the flashlight, right, you find that chocolate-covered pretzel that you took up to bed one night. Yeah, it can happen. It really can happen. I strongly urge you to check appropriately. So, according to the Ramah, you should leave these pieces out, so it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. Says the Ramah, Miu in lo nasan lo ikeb nadas kaladam in my bracha levarim nimsa. Ramah says he doesn't think it's ma'akev, it's not a bracha levatola, because people have in mind that the bracha is to be mavar if he finds. That's why they're making the bracha. Interesting lashon. The same Aram Chalava that we read before, so he points out at the end, he holds that the bracha is on the bedika. So he says, Hilkach yotzala mized l'minag anashim sh'mazminos chametz v'shaz bedika k'nei sh'lo pei bracha levatola lav minagu. He says, what are they worried about a bracha levatola? Te'ina bracha ela al hachipus v'habedika bein matzah bein lo matzah. Beautiful ocean, right? The bracha is not on the beer, it's on the chipus v'habedika, it's on the searching, not the beer. Maybe it can go also on the beer, but it's on the searching independent of the beer. It's up the Maram Chalav. So he says if the bracha is on the chipus and the bedika, then even if you don't find anything, it's not a bracha levatola anyway. So you shouldn't have to put out the pieces. The minig is to put out the pieces because we're afraid that maybe the bracha tak is on the beer. It'll be a bracha levatol if he doesn't find any pieces. That's best to put out the pieces so that he'll find something. Yes.
Back to the why isn't there a bracha on the street? It's like more independent.
So that's what we said. Even though it's more independent, but because the nusach al beer chametz can go on the street as well, so we just make a bracha at the beginning of the process, even though it is an independent mitzvah.
It's
a mitzvah derabanan. What?
It sounds better with the hashir, with the other four.
It does sound better, but I think you can say this for it too. You can say that the mitzvahs really, that there really are two independent mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah deraisa of tashbis and a mitzvah derabanan of bedika. But once you make a losh, you say a nusach habracha al beer chametz, it can go on the beer as well. So Chazal are not going to be misakin the same nusach habracha the next day. So to change the nusach habracha, if the same nusach that you said last night can go on the beer as well, Chazal said it's enough. You have to have another bracha. Yes.
Just have in mind while you're making a bracha on beer for the next day.
Yes, you should.
If you don't, just assume that.
I think everyone assumes that, right? But you really should have the kavana mamish that it's not going on the bedik, it's going on the beer the following day. Yes, Eitan.
Let's say you're making the bedik like you're going away for vacation.
Ah, that's the next nafkamina. Excellent. The next nafkamina, the poskim talk about is, let's say you're going away before the 14th. Before the 14th, would you make a bracha on that bedikas chametz? So that's a gemara earlier on that vav amid beis. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, amafarish vayotze b'shayara kodem shloshim yom ein zokok levar. Tok shloshim yom zokok levar. Someone who goes out from his home, amafarish b'shayara, he goes on a cruise, he goes on a long trip, and he's not coming home. The gemara explains, we're talking about that he's not going to come back on Pesach. If he leaves before 30 days, then he doesn't have a chiyah bedikas chametz. But if he leaves within 30 days before the Yom Tov, then he does have a bedikas chametz. Apparently, shloshim yom kodem lachag is nitfas as a chelak of the Yom Tov. So the takana derabanan, the mitzvah derabanan, bedikas chametz is chal on a person within 30 days of the Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara says. That you mechuyev to be bodek. Do you make a bracha on this bedikas chametz? Mechuyev to be bodek. I mean, the bedika that many of us are going to be doing in our apartments and the dormitory, that's this Gemara, that vav. Because we're leaving before the Zman of the Bedikah. The Ikka Zman of the Bedikah is the night of the 14th. That's the Ikka Takana Sachamim. But if we're going to leave before the night of the 14th, which I think we're all going to be doing, right? The night of the 14th is Sunday night. How many people are going to be left in the dormitories and the apartments on Sunday night? Not too many. Right? So if you're leaving before Sunday night, then this Gemara is you. You're not going on a cruise back to Woodmere. You know, that's not... it might be a long trip. It's not a cruise, but okay. Right? You're leaving before the Zman. You're not leaving 30 days before, you're leaving within the 30 days. So you have a chiyah bedika, but it's not the ikka, takonas hachamim of being bodek the night of the 14th. So do you make a bracha on that bedika or not? Machlokas haposkim. machlokas apostle. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Lamed Vav Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes like this: Samafarish mi abosh liyam oyotzi b'shayar. Ein amenia v'veisa mishiyibdok tov shloshim yam zokok livdok. You don't leave anyone there who can do the bedika, and you have to do it yourself. As the Ramah, v'lo yivarech oz al bir chametz. Don't make the bracha al bir chametz then. That's what the Ramah adds. It doesn't say Haggah, but it sounds, it's in different prints. It sounds like this is the Ramah adding on to the Mechaber. I think, not sure. Someone's adding on to the Mechaber. It's not the Mechaber. It could be the Ramah is adding on to the Mechaber that you don't make a bracha on that bedika. So explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalid, the reason is that when you are bodek b'leil yudalid, if you check on the night of the 14th, Chazal made a takon to make a bracha, because what you find in the bedika, you're going to hold until the next day and you're going to destroy. You're not going to eat it, probably. You set aside food for the next day already. It's only one meal. So you probably set aside the food. So any chametz that you find, you're going to destroy. But if you're leaving before the night of the 14th, in the stomach, the chametz that you find, you're going to use, you're going to eat. There's no reason to hold it to destroy this. There could still be 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. You're leaving on Thursday. You have a couple of days. Why should I hold that chametz and destroy it? You find the small bag of Cheerios. You can eat it between then and Pesach. So it doesn't make sense, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining there. It doesn't make sense to make the bracha al beer chametz. Your bedikah is not going to lead to beer. The bedikah is not going to lead to beer. If you're making the bracha al bir chametz, because bedikah is the hechsher, it's the tchila, I shouldn't say that. Bedikah is the tchila sabir, not just the hechsher. The havamina was, it was only a hechsher. Kamash molon is the tchila sabir. So if you're making a bracha because it's the tchila sabir, so maybe if you leave your home before the night of the 14th, you shouldn't make the bracha, because who says that you're going to be mevar the chametz that you find? You might eat it, you might use it, you might do something with it. Chazal only instituted the bracha if you're checking the night of the 14th, because that bedikah is going to lead to beer. Because what else are you going to do with that chametz? You could eat it, but the stomach, most of the chametz that you find, you're not going to eat because you set aside a meal already. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, though, quotes from the Bach, who disagrees and says that even toch lamed, even if you're bodek toch lamed, that's your case, Eitan. Even if you leave the home within. Even if you leave your home toch lamid, there is a chiyuv to make a bracha on that bedika. What's the Bach assuming? Right? What's the Bach assuming? Bach is assuming it's a takana derabbana. What do you make the bracha for? It's on the takana bedika. So if there's a chiyuv midirabbana to do a bedika toch lamid, then you have to make a bracha on that bedika. So what that it's not going to lead to beer? There's a chiyuv to do a bedika. Whenever there's a chiyuv to do a bedika, then you have to make a bracha on that bedika. That lechor is what the Bach is saying. Lechor. Noah.
Is a person eating it, like a manifestation of tashbisil, when they're eating it, isn't that destroying the chametz? So if you're eating it, so chashash is he's going to eat it within the next period of time. He's doing tashbisil.
The question is, when is the mitzvah of tashbisil? Is it before the 14th, or is it only on the 14th? Pashup shad is, it's on the 14th. Right, it's only right before. It could be tashbisu is only at chatzos. Right, it's on the chore. It's on erev Pesach at chatzos. That's when the iser of achilas chametz begins. Right, so that's the pashtus. That's when the mitzvah of tashbisu begins as well. There's a discussion. There's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch whether you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu only b'kum vaseh or even b'shevi al pasah, meaning if you don't have any chametz at chatzos, can you fulfill that mitzvah d'oraisa? You're not going to say that. Most of us are not going to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu ever, because we're going to destroy all of our chametz before the sixth hour, before chatzos. So then we're never going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. That's because we have an issur d'rabbanan to eat chametz even before. So we want to burn before the zman issur. So if you're not going to fulfill it b'shevi al pasah, you'll never fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. Okay, but there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to be sorry if the chametz before, so even if you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, but you're still fulfilling some kind of a mitzvah. But l'chora, the eating of the chametz several days before Pesach, that's probably not a kiyum of tashbisa. I mean, the chametz that I ate this morning, that was a kiyum of tashbisa. It's toch lamed yom, but it's so far away from Pesach, l'chara, it's hard to say that that's going to be a kiyum of tashbisa. Okay. So that could be another nafkamina. Now, it's not completely mukhruch. If you tell me that the bracha on bedikas chametz is because bedikas chametz is tchilas habir, so then it really makes sense not to make the bracha. Makes sense not to make the bracha if you're being bodek within Lamed Yom, but it's before the night of the 14th. The Bach says that you do make the bracha, so what does the Bach hold? Right, so the Bach clearly does hold that he seems to hold, I don't know for sure, but he seems to imply that the bracha al bir chametz is on the mitzvah bedika. So if you have a chovas bedika, then there's a chiyuv to make a bracha. Now, you should just realize that even if the bracha is on the chavas bedika, it's not mukhav to say like the Bach. The Bach obviously has to hold that the bracha is on the mitzvah bedika. If he were to say the other pshat, if he were to say that the bracha is on the tchilas habir, there is no tchilas bir here. He's so far away from the 14th that there's no, it's not really a tchilas bir. So he has to be saying that the bracha is on the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, a special mitzvah derabanan. It's not mochach to say that just because the bracha is on the mitzvah derabanan, you should make the bracha. Meaning, it could be that our minig not to make a bracha on that bedikas chametz can go according to both shittas. Right? You could say that even if the bracha is on the mitzvah derabanan of bedikas chametz, you still don't make a bracha if you bodek before the 14th. Why? Can you think?
Because beer is so far away that it's not.
I don't know if you have to go so far. That's that really invoking the other pshat. What's the simplest?
It's
not the Iker Takonas Chachamim. Iker Takonas Chachamim is the night of the 14th. So you could very easily say that even if the bracha is on the mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Bedikas Chametz, but it's on the Iker Zman of Bedikas Chametz, the Iker Mitzvah. So once you're not doing the Iker Mitzvah, maybe Chazal didn't institute the bracha. So it's not muchach to say, like the Bach, just because you hold Rabbeinu David's second pshat, right? Just because you say that the bracha is on the mitzvah's bedika, have to say like the Bach that whenever you fulfill the mitzvah, the Rabbanan of bedika's chametz, you always make a bracha? Not necessarily. Maybe only if you fulfill the Iker mitzvah, the Rabbanan. The takanas hachamim in the Iker zman, but if it's not the Iker zman, maybe Taki won't make the bracha. So our minute you can really explain according to both shittas. Just pointing out that the Bach shita l'chara can only go with the second approach. Bach can only go with the second approach, that you're making the bracha on the mitzvah's bedika, not on the tchilas habir. Because if you hold the tchilas habir, there's no way to say that you should make the bracha. It's not a tchilas habir. Who says it's going to lead up to the beer? It's so far away from the beer. If there's a mitzvah derabanan to be bodeg, ev shemikan zogin. You could say that if there's a mitzvah derabanan, you make the bracha. But that's not mochach either, as we said. You could, right? Even in that side, you could say that as long as you're not fulfilling the mitzvah derabanan in the ikka time, then you shouldn't make the bracha. Okay, so our minig, I think, is not to make a bracha in such a bedika, if you're being bodek before the zman, for the ikka zman of the chachamim. And that minig can be explained either way, based on either one of the tushim. Okay, this is the first part of the shiur that I wanted to share with you, the first comment of the Rosh. The Rosh, just a small other comment before we talk l'maisi. The Rosh has another very interesting comment about the bracha on bedikas chametz. V'yesh omrim, says the Rosh, the third bracket. V'yesh omrim, she'ein lebodek ledaber ad she'igmar bedika. The bodek shouldn't speak after he makes the bracha till he finishes the bedika. V'yesh mosifin od yosef ha'omrim shimsav edvaram da'almuk. And some go even further, he says, that not only l'chatchila shouldn't he be mafsik until he finishes the whole bedika, but if he's mafsik, obviously if he has to say something relating to the bedika, he has to ask his wife, did you check this? Is this not, you know, they can't communicate. They're going, everyone, So if you have to speak, and if from the tzorech ha-bedika, it's mutter to speak. L'chatchila it's mutter to speak, because it's part of the bedika. But the Yeshavim says, let's say Yemafsik Bidvarim Da Alma, I don't know, someone comes running in and he says, he's not part of the Bidika process, they come running in and they say something and you respond to them. It has nothing to do with the Bidika. Zok the Yeshavim, you have to say another bracha. Tzorech Lachzer Ulevorech. Says the Rosh, V'chol Zeh Ein Yerili, I don't think it's correct. Ele Sheyesh Lizor Shlo Yaseh Ben Bracha L'Tchilas HaBidika. Rosh says, you should L'Chatchila be concerned you shouldn't be mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas habedika, the beginning of the bedika process, and maybe even b'di'evet. If you were mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas habedika, then you have to make another bracha because you haven't the bracha wasn't chal on anything then. Ga'acha she'ischil lo hav yesicha hefsik. But says the Rosh, after you started the bedika, then sicha is not a hefsik. Midi the hava yeshiva sukkah. It gives two examples. If you sit in the sukkah, you're allowed to talk in the sukkah. Well, you can't be mafsik in the sukkah. You make a bracha leishiv a sukkah, then you have to be quiet in the sukkah. Of course you can talk in the sukkah. If you start a meal, you make a hamotzi, you make whatever bracha, and then you can talk in the middle of the meal. You're eating more. You're sitting in the sukkah more, but it doesn't matter. Once you made the first bracha, it's okay. Dr. Rush, the same thing is true over here. You make a bracha al bir chametz, which is chal on the whole bedika. So once you started the bedika's chametz, it's at the rush, lo hav yisicha hefsek. Even dvarim ba'alma, nothing to do with the bedika. He says, glomatzimu the sicha v'hefsek el ben tefillin l'tefillin. Between the tefillin sharosh and the tefillin shayan, mishim d'parishona kaimanami ahanochas tefillin sharosh. Why is there a hefsek between tefillin shayan and tefillin sharosh? If you're mafsek, then you have to make another bracha on the tefillin sharosh. Machlok is what bracha you make. Right. You make one bracha, you make two brachas. Right? Machlok is Rishonim, what to do. But you have to make some kind of a bracha because it's called a hefsek. Why? Says the Rosh. Because the bracha Rishona, Lohaniyat Tfilin, it goes on the Sharosh also. So if you were mafsik, then it turns out that the bracha was not chal on the Tfilin Sharosh. You have to say the bracha again or make a new bracha. Make a new bracha on the Tfilin Sharosh. So says the Rosh, that's special about Tfilin. But here, the bracha was chal on the bedika. He says it's like yeshiva sukkah. It's like eating a meal. That's what the Rosh says. L'chatchila, you should be able to be masik. Again, the sheet of the Yeshama that the Rosh quoted, there are two parts to the Yeshama. First of all, he says that you shouldn't speak until the end of the bedika. L'chatchila, you shouldn't speak until the end of the bedika. Then he says, if you spoke before the end of the bedika, b'di'evet, Yeshama says, you have to make another bracha. What does the Rosh disagree about? The Rosh definitely disagrees about the second point. He says you wouldn't have to make another bracha, but he disagrees actually with the first part too. He says lechatchila you should be able to be mafsik as long as you made the bracha and you started the bidik. The bracha was chal. Says the Rosh, you should be able to be mafsik. Just like if you make a shahakol on a drink and you speak before you drink, then you have to make another shahakol. But once you started drinking, there's no chiyuv to make another bracha just because you speak in the middle. And taka lechatchila, you could even speak in the middle, says the Rosh. Same should be true about bedikas chametz. You should be able to speak once the bracha was chal. And I'd rather you don't have to make another bracha if you spoke. Ad kan dvar. That's what the Rosh says. Yes? Right, but not in the middle of the bedika. In other words, if you look at the bracha, the bracha is what? Is on the tchilas habir. But once the bedika is finished, so then you have really completed a chaticha chashuv of the mitzvah.
It's never really finished because you're not saying the chamir until the next day.
The kol chamir. You are saying kol chamir at night also. You're saying kol chamir for the chametz that you didn't find. Right?
You're going to still eat in your house.
You're going to eat in your house, right? You're Mishai B'tzina, but you are saying a Kol Chamira for something. Right? You're saying a Kol Chamira.
So is that considered like a Hashlomo?
I don't know if it's a Hashlomo. Okay, let's talk about the Svar of the Rosh, and then we'll maybe that'll answer your question as well. Yeah, you.
So I think you maybe answered the question by tefillin. What about like Shofar or Megillah or the Bracha? You can't be Mafsik after the Bracha until you finish Tekiyos.
No, but again, if you blew the tkios that are the mitzvah deraisa, then if you're mafsik, then you don't have to make another bracha. If you blew one kol, let's say you blew a tkia, trua, tkia. So that's not enough. You need three truas and two tkias on either side of the truas. So until you've blown nine kolos, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa. So stomach, you would have to make another bracha. I mean, that's gonna relate a little bit to what we're talking about. Let's develop this rush a little bit. Maybe some of your questions are gonna be answered. So there's a famous Taz on this Rosh. Taz in Shulchan Aruch says, I disagree. I don't think the Rosh is correct. Chelki Omer Nafshi, page 8. Denirali Divrei HaYeshomrim Nechonim. Yesh Efsik Shemedaber Kodem Gemar Bedika. V'lodomi L'sukah U'sudah Shemev Yerosh. He says, I don't think it's the same as Sukah and Sudah. The Yochel Ahavzik Ben said, the Hosam Ibai Messiah Shom, the Lo Ochal Yosef Besuka Usuda. Nashenke Bevedika, the Lo Sagi Lekosh Logomer Habedika. By Bedikas Chametz, you haven't finished the job if you only did half a job. Half of a Bedika is not a Bedika. Chatzi Bedika is Lav Klum. You haven't finished the job. If the house is not bothered, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah derabana. But if you've made a bracha of shahakol, you made a bracha of leishav sukkah, you sat in the sukkah, you did fulfill a mitzvah. It's just there's more. There's more to do. But you can stop right there and then. You can stop. You can leave the sukkah. You can stop your meal. So the last part is not related to the first part. The first part is a full mitzvah. It is a davar shalem. It's up to taz by bedika. It's not a davar shalem until you finish the job. But once you finish the job, Adam, even the Taz would say that the Bedika is a Dav Shalom. It might only be the Bedika part of beer, but it still is a Dav Shalom. But says the Taz, before you've finished the whole Bedika, you've only done a Chatzi Davar, and it's Chatzi Davar Lav Klomu. Memela Kol Shlo Gomer Adayin Oso HaChelek Nikra HaSchola Etzla Doim Lo Bira Tchila Mevorech Adayin Ba'esahi. Says the Taz, if you haven't finished the whole Bedika, Oso Chelek, which Chelek? The Chelek that you're going to do. Also, hachelik nikra haschala. The whole point is you have to. There has to be a tzirah between the bracha and haschala hamitzvah. What's called a haschala? Says the Taz, the whole bedika is a haschala, because chatzi bedika lav klumu, half a bedika is nothing. So if you haven't finished the whole bedika, also chelik sha'omid lasos, the other half that you're going to do, is called a tchila. It's still the beginning of the bedika. It's not like you've done the tchila. No, you've done nothing. You've done a zero. It's you know, it's zero, 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 zero. Ah! It's not that you've started but you haven't finished. No. In certain circumstances, if you can't stop in the middle, this is if you never started until you finish the whole thing. So says the Taz, what? Says the Taz, I think l'chatchila you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of the bedika. Now, if you continue the Taz, you see that he doesn't disagree with the second point of the Rush. But the Eved, he says, you don't have to make another bracha. Afal pishla inyanim soch eno tzarech lachzer ulevarech kem shekvar hizchil be'inyan. Bekamokom, yesh lo lizar b'kiyam ha-mitzah shlo yafzik b'kiyuma. Taz is splitting. The Yeshomrim say that l'chatchili you shouldn't be mafsik. And but the Eved, if you were mafsik, you have to repeat the bracha. Rush says, no, I disagree with both. I think even l'chatchila you can be mafsik once you started, because you had a tchila, so what's the problem? Says the Taz, tchila? What tchila? Chatzi bedika lav klumu, so you don't have a full tchila till you finish. Right? You don't have a tchila b'chal. You either have a gemara or nothing. So l'chatchila, says the Taz, I don't think you can be mafsik in the middle, but b'diavad, if you're mafsik, you don't have to make another bracha. Now what kind of a pshara is that? If it's not a tchila, so then even b'diavad you should have to make another bracha in the middle. You haven't done anything. Chatzi b'dikalav klumu, it's as if you never started. What's going on? So I saw Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Mikroi Kodesh. He suggests that the Taz is straddling the fence, right? He's straddling both sides of the fence. The Taz is saying, look, le'inyin l'chatchila, the tchila sa b'dika is not a tchila. It's only a chatzi dav, a chatzi b'dika. Chatzi b'dikalav klumu. The only thing is, if you were to finish the Bedika, then igloy milsa l'mafreya, it turns out retroactively that you did have a tchila. So because l'mafreya, once you finish the Bedika, it'll turn out that you had a tchila, the Taz is willing to say that b'di'eved, right, for the b'di'eved, if you spoke, for the b'di'eved, we will call it a tchila. Call it a tchila. That even if b'di'eved you spoke, you're still going to continue. It is a tchila, I wouldn't be chorech, but because you don't know at the time when you speak whether you're going to finish it or not, it's still mitla toli besofik, as he says, l'chatchila, I wouldn't do it. Right? If you don't finish, then it turns out that you really did nothing. If you do finish, so then you did do something in the beginning, it was part of the mitzvah. So, because in the end, if you finish, it's as if you did do something. The tchilas habedika really was a davar chashuv. So b'diavad, he says, I wouldn't make another bracha. But l'chatchila, I wouldn't be mafsik. L'chatchila is also to be mafsik, because it's not enough of a tchila at the point when you're being mafsik to call it a tchila. Since until you finish it, it's only a chatzi b'dika, and chatzi b'dika lav klumu, it's not enough of a tchila to say l'chatchila you should be able to be mafsik. But b'di'evad, I won't make another bracha, he says, because if you taka do finish, then it turns out you did do a tchila. So that's how the Taz is rattling both sides of the fence. According to the Yesh Omrim, Avada, it's not a tchila. That's why they say even b'di'eved, you can't make a bracha. Right? They hold that it's mamish not called a tchila b'chlalkas, chatzi b'dika lav klumu. The Rosh is on the other extreme. He says avada is a tchila. Right? You've started, avada it's a tchila. So once it's a tchila, the bracha has been chal, and if the bracha has been chal, then there's no chiyuv to make another bracha. Even l'chatchila could be mafsik. It's like suda, it's like sukkah. The Taz is somewhere in the middle. He's straddling both sides of the fence. He's saying that it is called a tchila le'inim b'di'evet. You're not going to make another bracha if you were mafsik, because you might finish up. And if you finish up, it turns out that this was part of a davar chashuv. L'chatchila, though, you shouldn't be mafsik, because it's not enough of a tchila, since if you don't finish it, you really did zero till now. It's not enough of a tchila to say l'chatchila that you'll be able to be mafsik. Interesting. And I think the way that the poskim paskin is that taka l'chatchila, one should not be mafsik until the end of the bedika. But b'di'evet, if you were mafsik, you don't make another bracha. Like this taz. I like the taz that it's not like the rosh that even l'chatchila could be mafsik. You could say anything. It's not a tzorech habedika. I think we go like the Taz. L'chatchila, you should not be mafsik, so that the bracha can be chal on the whole tchila, and you'll have full tchila when you finish the bedika. But b'di'evet, if you're mafsik for tzorche bedika, obviously that's not a hefsik b'chalal. But if you're mafsik from dvarim ba'alma, so even b'di'evet, we would pass that you don't make another bracha once you start the bedika. So this shaila relates to many other cases that some of you were bringing up. Let's say a person speaks in the middle of a mitzvah. It can happen. You're sitting at the Leil HaSeder. You made a bracha l'achilas matzah, and then you start eating the matzah, and someone says, "Ooh, the matzah this year is very." And it was commenting that the matzah really tastes good, but they weren't supposed to say that because they made a bracha l'achilas matzah. What do? You make another bracha? Make another bracha. So if you haven't eaten a kezias of matzah, according to the Yeshomim and the Rosh, l'chor you should have to make another bracha, because you stopped in the middle. It's only a chatzi davar, chatzi kezias, chatzi shir. It could be a kiyum daraisa, but you'd certainly have a chiyuv to eat the full zayis. So you haven't fulfilled your full chiyuv. Even if you have fulfilled some kind of a mitzvah with less than a kezias, but you still have a chiyuv to finish the kezias. So you've done a chatzi davar, it's lav klomo. Let's say a person speaks in the middle of... Shofar, Mikra Megillah. What does he do? He heard half of the shofar, but he didn't hear the whole shofar. He heard half of Megillah, but didn't hear the whole Megillah. What's the din? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes a Chuvas Harashba. Shat Shemavarich Mikra Megillah Vakar Miktsasa V'Shabu Kol Ketota Bachutz. They heard someone was arguing outside. The Yotzu Miktsasa V'Achga Chazu Mao Sheyachzar Shatz Lavarich. So the Rashba says that if Shah Kede Ligmar Eskula, Afilu Shah Kede Ligmar Eskula, Eno Chose Ben Behalo Ben Be Megillah, U Ben Be Tkiya Shofar. He says, Sicha is not a hepsik, Me'ikar Adin, according to the Rashba, unless you talk between the Bracha and the Tchila Samaisa. So once you've started the Tchila Samaisa, he says, B'di'evet, it's not a hepsik. That's what the Rashba says. Very important. So according to that, if you're in the middle of Achilas Kezayis Matzah, you're Mafsik B'dibur, you haven't finished the full Kezayis, there's no Chiyuv to make another bracha. According to the Yesham, Rav Adin is a Chiyuv to make a bracha. It's just a Chatzi Dover. You haven't, it's not even a Tchila. You haven't finished the whole thing. So if you haven't finished the whole thing, it's Lav Klumhu. So apparently we don't Paskin like that. The Rashba doesn't Paskin like that. He assumes that, no, maybe L'chatchila you shouldn't be mafsik because it's only a Chatzi Davar, and Chatzi Megillah Lav Klum, and Chatzi Tkiya Shofar really is Lav Klum. But the fact is that B'di'evet, we're not going to say that it's nothing. You are going to finish the Megillah. You're going to finish the Tkiya Shofar. So once you finish it, it turns out that the beginning was also a Chelek Choshev of the Mitzvah. So for B'di'evet, we're not going to say that you make another bracha. As long as you had a little bit of a Kiyama Mitzvah, a few kolos in the Shofar, a few psukim of the Megillah, a few bites of the matzah. So, as long as you started to fulfill the mitzvah, it's not that you're mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah. As long as you are only mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah, we paskin, like these Rishonim will say, that you're not going to make another bracha. Yes?
Maybe you don't even have to say like that, Judah Sarshma. Maybe you think of shara between that of the shmiah of the shofar and the Megillah. The whole Indian is on the shmiah. over here by the matzah, once I'm having it in my
still chatzi mitzvah.
There's no, you're not being akav the davers. It says you're going to be mamshech the eating the achila of the matzah.
You're mamshech the shmiya of the kol shofar. I don't understand.
No, but you're missing. You may miss things there through that, through being mamshech between them. You're missing some of the.
No. Let's say the Baal Tokeya waited. The whole, they heard a commotion outside, so the Rav motioned to the Baal Tokeya. You can't hear that on the tape. Right? He told them to stop, right? But so they all stopped. They did whatever they had to do to make sure the commotion will stop, and then he continued. So he didn't miss any of the tkiyas. The only thing is, he was mafsik in the middle of the tkiyas. Does he have to make
it?
Absolutely. Soch bedibur.
Let's say he's clearing his throat, like the guy who's blowing the shofar. Like I'm saying, like what's considered
clearing?
A
that's
oh,
not
yeah, a half hour is month. No.
I'm not talking about a shiyas man. I'm talking about dibur. Dibur is a hefsik in the mitzvah. The only thing is, this dibur was not for the shofar. You know, if you run out, if the kids are making noise and you run outside and say quiet, we have to hear tkiyah shofar. That might not be a hefsik at all. It's a tzarach of the tkiyah shofar. But let's say, I don't know. Someone's making some kind of something happened outside. So you're not running outside to tell them to be quiet. You're running outside because someone broke his leg or someone injured themselves. So then, and then you're going to talk about the injury to get it to call Hatzalah, whatever. So that's not a tzorich of the tkiyah shofar. It's a tzorich of what you're involved in. It could be a tzorich mitzvah even. Pikuach nefesh, I don't know what. But it's not a tzorich of the tkiyah shofar. So that is a hefsik. Question is, should I have to make another bracha? So it could be, no. According to the Yesh Omer, maybe there is a tzarech to make another bracha because it was only a chatzi davar, and chatzi davar lav klumhu. According to the way that we paskin, since if and when you finish the tkiyah shofar, you'll have a davar sholim, so this part is also a chelek chashuv, and once it's a chelek chashuv, so then you won't have to make another bracha, even if you were masik in the middle. Okay, took a little bit longer than I expected, but let's talk a little bit about halacha lemaisa of bedikas chametz. So we know that the ikas man of bedikas chametz is the night of the 14th. That's the first mission of Pesachim. Or larbo, also bokenes achametz leor haner. Leor haner, what does that mean, leor haner? So, literally it means a candlelight. Rabbi Willig, based on the Gemara, suggests that just like the Gemara says that you shouldn't be bodek l'or avuka, the or of a torch, because we're afraid that you're not going to get into the charam astakim, into the nooks and crannies, because you'll be afraid you'll make a fire. So Bismana says, as well, even regular ner you shouldn't use, because people are afraid. People are not used to using neros in tight places. So again, you're not going to do a proper bedikas chametz. So he holds l'chatchila you should use a flashlight. Some say maybe you should use the Or HaNer. That's the Gemara has drashes some sukkim. Maybe you can start with the Or HaNer and then change to the flashlight. Okay, you want to fulfill the idea of Bedikala Or HaNer, so maybe you could start with the Ner. But you could do that in your own home. I think in a dormitory or in the apartments, it's better just to use a flashlight. It's not your reshus, really, and we're afraid that you might make a fire. I think lechatchila you probably could use that in your own home, but if you want to be yotze this idea leor haner, so you can start with the ner, and then move to the flashlight. So we mentioned that the Gemara Pesachim says someone who's in their home within 30 days before Pesach has a chiyuv bedika. But we all know that there's an old minig to sell chametz. That's the Tosefta. Someone who's bab esfina and he knows he has chametz, he can sell it to a goy. And that minig that we sell chametz to a goy. It's a machlokes whether we sell chametz be'en, or only tarovas chametz, only mixtures of chametz, or even chametz that you can see, right? Chametz that's be'en. Sometimes you can't really see it, but it's viewed as chametz be'en. I don't think beer is tarovas chametz. It's the ikar of it is the chametz be'en. That's the hops. So even though it's a liquid, but the fact is that could be chametz be'en. So some people don't sell chametz ben; they only sell taroves chametz. So chametz that's in the mixture. There is some kind of chametz in the mixture, but it's not the ikar of the mixture. What's the din if a person is leaving his apartment on the 14th, erev Pesach? He's leaving his home to go somewhere for Pesach, and the goy is going to buy the entire house. The truth is, the original case is where you're leaving the apartment. You're not coming back b'chlal. You're selling it to the goy. So the goy is going to have the chametz. So now the question is, do you have a chiyuv bedika the night before? Because you're there the night of the 14th, but then you're not going to have the apartment on the 14th. Let's talk about a different scenario. Let's talk about a more normal case, bizman hazeh, that you're coming back to the house, you're coming back to the apartment after Pesach. But you're not going to be there for Pesach. So now you want to do a mechiras chametz to sell the apartment, to sell the home to the guy, and then you want to have a chiyuv bedika. So can you avoid the chiyuv bedika by selling it to the goyim? So that's a big machlokas in the poskim. Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Tov Lamed Vav quotes that there are some poskim who say that as long as you own the apartment on the night of the 14th, then you're mechuyev to be bodek. That's the takanas chachamim. Doesn't matter that it's going to be owned by the goyim later. And others say no, that the mechira itself can fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa and bedika. This is what the Rosh holds. Another post can pass like him, that the mechir itself fulfills the mitzvah of tashbisu and bedika. So there's no chiyav bedika to search in the home if you're going to do the mechir the next day. Just like there's no chiyav bedika if you have chametz that you've already set aside to burn. You don't have to be bodek that chametz; it already exists. You're gonna burn it. The same thing here. You'll sell the property. You'll sell the apartment. Sell the home, and then you're not gonna. You'll fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu and bedika and beer, I should say. By selling, so then there's no chiyuv to do bedika the night before. Machlokas haposkin. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes on the Chasam Sofer, who suggested a pshara. And maybe they're really at tzvei dinim, a briska Chasam Sofer. Maybe they're at tzvei dinim in the midst of bedikas chametz. There's a chovas habayis and there's a chovas hagavra as well. The chovas habayis that you're supposed to be bodek the mokum that has chametz in it on the night of the 14th. So it could be that the Chovas Habayis, you're Yotze when you sell the Mokom to the Goy. But there's a Chovas Gavra to be Bodek Chametz as well. That Chovas Gavra, you can't be Yotze by selling to the Goy. Maybe there's a Chiva on the Gavra as well. Maybe the Chovas Habayis, you can be Yotze since you're not going to own the Bayis. You're not going to own the Bayis, so therefore you can be Yotze the Chovas Habayis of Bedika by selling to the Goy. But if you own a Bayis on the night of the 14th, you also have a Chovas Gavra to do a bedika chametz on your bikes. That maybe you can't be yotze, says the Chasam Sofer, by selling it to the guy. He says the best thing is you want to sell the apartment or the home to the guy. You can sell all the areas to the guy, but leave one makom for yourself. Leave one makom that you'd be able to do a bedika chametz on that makom. That's what many of the poskim suggest, that what you should do is leave a small makom. Don't leave the kitchen, that's too complicated. Right? Leave an area that's easy to be bodek. Even an area that's easy to be. If you have an apartment, so you can. Sometimes the dining room is the easiest area to be bodek. You say, but you eat there. Yeah, but what do you? You eat on the table, and there's a floor. But if you don't have bookcases and you don't have other things, other paraphernalia in the dining room, it's an empty room except for the pictures. I'm saying it's an empty room besides the dining room table and the chairs. Take the chairs out. Put the chairs in the kitchen because that's complicated to try to find all the crumbs and the chametz in the chair. Take the chairs out. Just leave the dining room table there. The dining room table, you sweep up, and you can do a bedika in the dining room area. You don't put out 10 pieces of chametz. The embassy says you might not have to put out anything if you do the bedika before the night of the 14th because you're not making a bracha. Some say you should put out a little bit because if not, you're not really going to be bodek. You'll turn off the lights and you'll say, okay, oh, that's it. You know, you'll turn on the flashlight and you'll say, they're finished. If you leave something there, if your roommate leaves out some kind of chametz for you, so then you're checking for something at least. But if all you have is a dining room table there, so, you know, what was it going to hide in that corner? Hide it and hide something in that. I don't know if you need 10 pieces of chametz, but at least to keep you honest that you'll check appropriately, maybe it's kedai to put out something. But to be yotze, this Chasam Sofer, there are some who try to do bedika in one area of the apartment, and they leave that out. They leave that out in the sale of the bais. I really should have been clearer. The machlokas haposkim is if you leave the home on the 14th, excuse me, if you sell the home on the 14th, is there a chiyuv bedika? So to avoid the problem, there are some who actually sell the bayis on the 13th. They sell it the day before. What the Chasam Sofer is saying is even if you're going to sell it the day before, leave over a makom that you'll be able to be bodek on the night of the 14th, that you'll still own something. Right, but to avoid the problem, there are some who sell it on the 13th. Others who disagree, who say that you yotze the mitzvah bedika by selling, so you don't have to sell it on the 13th. Sell it on the 14th, that's fine. If you hold that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah bedika by selling, so then you have to sell it the day before. so that you won't have a chiyuv. But Zakta Chasim Sofi, you should leave over a place in order to be able to be bodik a little bit, to be yotze the chovas agav. So there are some who, when they're leaving their home before Pesach, they try to get on the mechiras chametz of the Rav for the 13th. That's what I recommend. If you're going away, Eretz Yisrael, Europe, you should try to get on the mechira of the 13th. You should do that anyway, because if you're going to be in a different time zone, it could be that your Issa Achilas, your Issa Chametz is going to be Chal before the Issa Chametz where it's sold. So you got to do it the day before, because if not, you'll have a problem anyway. But to avoid this Chiv of Bedikas Chametz, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to sell the apartment or the home on the 13th. You sell on the 13th, according to many Shitas, there's no Chiv Bechlal. And according to the Chasam Sofer, you can be Meshayer. If you sell it on the 13th, according to no one, is there going to be a Chiv. The shail is if you sell it on the 14th. If you sell it on the 13th, then you obviate the problem according to everyone. The Chovas Abayis. The question is, if you still have a Chovas Agavra, so it's best to do a little bit, to leave an area, and to do the Bedika, that you'll fulfill the Chovas Agavra's will. But if you sell it on the 13th, then no one would say, it's not your apartment the night of the 14th. So there's no question that there's no Chiv Bedika then. For the Chovas Agavra, you can leave over a spot. Some people are not so machmir. Some people actually, part of the regular mechiras chametz, they don't know of any, you know, of any tricks like this. They're part of the regular mechiras chametz, and there's some echanos shittas that as long as they sell the house on the 14th, the taka yotze, they yotze the chovas bedika and the chovas beer. I wouldn't criticize, you know, if a person is being makel for such a shita, fine. But for those who want to be machmir, there is room to be machmir. If a person is leaving his home, but he's allowing someone else to stay there, very often someone will leave, he'll go away for Pesach, but there are couples that are coming to the community. So someone will ask, my son-in-law and my daughter stay here, can people come and stay in your house? So if someone stays in the house, you know, this trick is not going to help you. You can't sell, first of all, you can't sell the house and allow someone to stay there. It doesn't make any sense. That's a joke. What's more, part of the problem of Bedikas Chametz, the reason why Chazal instituted Bedikas Chametz is because they're afraid you might come to eat the Chametz. So if someone is staying in the home, there's a chiyuv bedikas chametz. You can't say, well, I'm not in the home, so there's no chiyuv bedikas chametz. Someone is mechuyev to be bodik chametz to him, because there's a concern that they might eat some of the chametz. I don't know, they'll see, they'll forget that it's someone else's home, and they'll see a piece of chocolate out, they'll see something out, see some Cheerio out, and they might come to eat chametz. So someone has to do a bedika. You know, it's not like you say, well, I'm not going to do a bedikas chametz, you know, but if you want to stay in the house, fine. If they're going to stay in the house, the people who are staying in the house have to do a bedikas chametz. It's very important to keep in mind. Okay, someone has to do a bedikas chametz. Sometimes people ask a question, they're selling their home to the goy, because they don't want to have to do a bedikas chametz. But in the middle of the Yom Tov, you know, they're going to their in-laws for the star, and then they're going to their parents for the last days. But to take a whole, you know, a whole week's worth of clothing, you know, that could be heavier than the sfarim that they're taking. You know, it's a big tircha. Can they go back on Chol HaMoed to bring back some of the clothing, take some new clothing? Can they come into the apartment? They sold the apartment. Can they come into the apartment? So, I believe Rabbi Willig says every year that his goy allows you to come back into the apartment. I think you can say in general, stama, whatever goy is doing the mechiras chametz, he allows you to have that schus to come back. To come back into the apartment just to get your things, that's okay. I wouldn't stay in the apartment too long. Stay in the apartment, so then, you know, you start to wander. Wander into the kitchen, open up a cupboard. You see, you want to see how clean it is. Once you open up the cupboard, you see the chametz. You know, be careful. Don't stay in the apartment too much. You know, you have to make a beeline to the bedroom. You make a beeline, you get what you need, and you leave. That you can do. That's chus the goy gives you, and that's not a problem. But to stay overnight, let's say you want to stay, it's not going to work out. You're traveling to Baltimore the next day, right? So you want to stay one night in the apartment. That I don't think is permissible, because to stay, first of all, you really have to do a bedikas chametz. Then you can't just sell the apartment to the guy, because there's a real concern that you might come to eat some of the chametz in the apartment. But besides, you're making the whole mechira into a joke. Because to stay in the apartment, you're not selling the apartment to the guy. So that I don't think is appropriate. But if you're just going in to get your clothing, I think that is okay. Okay. If there are two roommates in the dormitory or in the apartment, one is leaving, the other one is staying, so the one who's staying can do the bedika. They don't have to do the bedika themselves. One can do the bedika for the other one. One should do the bedika for both of them. Sometimes people ask, how can I rent my apartment to the guy? How can I sell my apartment to the guy, but I'm only taking out a lease? And part of the lease contract, it says you're not allowed to sublease to other people. So people do that anyway. Right, but it's illegal. So how can you do this? So the answer is, this is a religious sublease. This is not included within the sublease contract. So it's perfectly permissible. There's no problem. There's no problem doing this. What else? When you sell your chametz, you have to keep in mind that there has to be access for the guy. The guy has to be able to get there. If you just give your name to the rav and he has no idea, you know, where your apartment is, and even if you give the address, if you don't give him a key or a cell phone number or something, that if the guy wants the chametz, he can come in during Yom Tov, what kind of a sale is that? You're selling him chametz that he can't use. So something has to be done. If you're going away, you got to give the key to the rav, or nowadays you can give the cell phone number so they can call you, and if they call you, then you'll be able to get someone to open. If it's a super, or if it's someone has a key to the apartment, they'll be able to open up the apartment to give the guy access. The guy doesn't have access to the apartment, the whole thing is a joke. So he has to have some way of getting access to the apartment. Then it's a good mechira, and then it'll work. Yes, Max?
So can you put an alarm on?
Put an alarm on?
The house.
You put an alarm on the house as long as the Rav knows the combination, if he knows the code. If he doesn't know the code, so what's going to happen? The guy's going to get in, then the guy's going to go to jail for getting his own chametz. I don't know, that doesn't sound like a mechira to me. It sounds like a little bit of a joke. Can you put your alarm on? You don't want to tell the Rav your code. Rav is going to be given so many codes, you have no worry. He's not. What you can do is give your cell phone number to the Rav. If the guy wants access to the chametz, then you'll give the code to the Rav. Chances are the guy is not going to want access to the chametz. Okay, because the way that the mechira is worded, there'll be some kind of penalty, right? He'll have to, you know, if he wants access to the chametz, then he's really buying the chametz. Most goyim are not going to want access to the chametz. He can't just take, you know, a little piece of chametz. He's going to have to buy the whole thing. It's a full sale, right? All or nothing, right? He gets the chametz. So mistama, the goy is not going to want to take from the chametz, but you have the cell phone number by the rav, so then the access is there. It's built in that if the goy wants, then he'll be able to. Then the Rav will be able to call you and you'll give the code to the Rav. Okay, so in that scenario, you'll be able to give the code to the Rav. But it's probably not going to happen. We assume it won't happen. But it might. And because it might, then it's considered a good enough sale. Finally, let's say a person is going to a hotel. Does he have to do Bedikas Chametz there? So it's really a mixture of two different sfekas. One issue is it a Makom Baduk? So the assumption is that the hotel is Becheskas Baduk. They're not going to be renting out suites in the hotel that are not going to be cleaned appropriately. No one's going to want to come back the next time. So mustamed is becheskas bodah. The problem is that it might not be called a schiris. It might not really be called a rental because they can move you around. The socher is only chayv in medikas chametz. The Gemara says on Davdalim Psachim that it's chovas hador. Medikas chametz is a chovas hador, person who's living there. So the socher has some kind of a connection, some kind of a kinyan on the makom astira, so that's mechayev him in bedikas chametz. So the problem is, there might not be a stiris over here because they can move you from room to room. So even if, let's say, it's not becheskas bodah, but even if you're going to be in the hotel for an extended period of time, maybe there's no chayev bedika either. Rabbi Willig wanted to say that it's not really a problem, it's called a stiris. So he says that it's all a function of how long you're spending in that place. If you come to the hotel right before Pesach, the day before Pesach, Erev Pesach, it's mamish becheskas bodah. You're not eating any chametz. You're not taking any chametz with you. So then there's no chiyuv bedika. But if you come, let's say, 2 or 3 days before, and you bring your chametz with you, bring a little bit of chametz with you, and you bring chametz into the hotel room, so then you really should do a bedikas chametz the night of the 14th. Because then it's not becheskas bodah anymore. If you brought in chametz, it's not becheskas bodah, so then you should do a bedikas chametz. If you don't bring any chametz with you, which I think in many scenarios that's what people do, they're going away to a hotel, they're not bringing the chametz with you, with them, so it is becheskas bodah. So if the place is becheskas bodah, then you will not be mechuyev to do a bedikas chametz, because the chiyuv bedikas chametz is only in a place that's not becheskas bodah, where there's no assumption that a bedikas chametz took place. It's not a formal bedikas chametz, but basically it's clean. Any place that's clean, we assume it's becheskas bodah. There's an assumption that it's clean. There is no chametz over there, and then there is no chiyuv to do a bedikas chametz. Okay, stop.